Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. All right, big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral for being the title sponsor to our show. We do appreciate the support. As everybody watching this is fully aware, this is a Friday episode, YouTube special, because you're not watching on Facebook, you're watching on YouTube. So we're just going to be loose goose, have some fun.
Loosey goosey,
there we go. So, first off, let's talk about how we just got the sign up. So, good job, Tanner, hanging up the sign.
That was a 30-second-ago venture.
That's right, we just got it up. We filmed about, I'm going to say, 5 episodes with it just on the ground. But,
yep, that's about right.
It takes time.
We got it up there now. I'm pretty sure it's crooked again, but yep. What do you do?
That's it. The other thing I want to talk about, because I'm looking at it right now, is the hammer.
Yeah.
That's just sitting there. We have a few, like, you and me, we're pretty laid-back guys. But there's a few things in this office that, like, when people see, they're just like, wow. What's going on here? There's some intimidation factors.
We're really into sports and woodwork.
That's right. Well, my little guy, Keegs, he was here. He wanted to check out the office. He thinks it's super cool.
Obviously, and he's super cool.
It is. And he saw the bat and the baseball. He's like, you guys play baseball inside? Like, nope. And then so he's just like, huh.
You just keep the equipment inside so it doesn't get ruined.
That's right. And right away, he was just like, it's kind of scary to keep a bat inside, Dad. I'm like, you get it.
Where else do you keep bats at home?
You get it, in the garage.
Oh, they belong at the front door.
Yeah.
That's where all bats go.
There you go. So now that I'm looking at this hammer, I'm just like, we definitely can't keep that hammer where we're keeping it.
No, absolutely not.
That's going to like freak out the guests when we're trying to film with them.
It's right next to your dream vehicle, isn't it?
I know. So we collect Hot Wheels here. Tanner is definitely spreading his addiction to the world. So I have the vehicle that I'd love to have next is a Toyota FJ Land Cruiser, the old school. Not the new one, not the revamped one, like the old school one.
Yeah, the FJ40s.
That's right. Yeah. So if anybody's watching this, if the universe is listening, I would love an FJ40.
Maybe even just a riding one. You got to start
somewhere.
Yeah,
you got to start somewhere. You know, that's how the MG started. Like, I went for a ride in it one day, and then I could, like, visualize driving it. I knew how it felt. I knew how it rode. I've sat in a number of them, so I know the smell. But I've never actually, like, driven in one.
If somebody wants to let Elliot drive their FJ.
Yeah, no doubt.
We'll film it.
That's true. So, listen, we got to talk about something that just happened that I was informed of yesterday. Keith McGrath came and he filmed and he gave a big shout out to Chief Vern.
Yes, he did.
So I found out yesterday at the NABA event that was taking place that Chief Vern won his election. So big shout out to Chief Vern.
Congratulations, Chief Vern.
And big shout out to the other candidates. I don't know all of the candidates, but I know Sherry was running and I also know Jamie was running. And you know what? Good on them for putting their names out there and trying something new. I got to sit and chat with both of them yesterday. And you know what? Congratulations, ladies, for running, getting out there, and trying to support your community. A big shout out to Chief Vern for being reelected.
Absolutely.
So that's a big deal.
Shout out to Keith McGrath for bringing it to the attention of the people.
That's right. We love Keith.
Yeah, Keith's awesome.
Those coveralls he was wearing, those were sick.
Those were legit.
Those are legit coveralls,
yeah,
man.
That was not a fashion piece he was wearing there, for sure.
No. Like, my coveralls, they're fashion pieces. His coveralls are just...
Yeah, he definitely did not have the janitor look going on.
No. So speaking of my coveralls, you and Alicia like to make fun of me.
Yeah.
I might be seeing Alicia soon.
Yeah.
And when I say might, I mean definitely. I think next Friday should be, like, a special edition YouTube episode with Alicia.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is you're obviously not coming for the road trip, but they'll speakerphone you in.
I can do that.
For it. And then, like, I'll put the lapel mic and I'll just, like, hold you here.
Put it in your shirt pocket.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That is a good idea.
And, yeah, are you going to wear the, you just going in for round two with Alicia there?
What do you mean?
With the coveralls on or?
Mm-mm.
No, you don't need that kind of punishment
no,
twice?
No, I don't need that kind of heat. And the thing about Alicia's house, and I don't know what this is about people in Calgary, but they don't got air conditioning.
What?
I know, people in Calgary don't mess around with air conditioning.
Well, I don't
reason.
Have air conditioning either, but it's just surprised in those bougie Calgary houses.
That's right.
If you'd move all the way from Fort McMurray to Calgary, you'd want air conditioning
at least. So more often than not, when I'm hanging out in Alicia's house, it feels like Africa. So, like, those coveralls are not meant for that.
Probably closer to South America.
South America, yeah. Fair enough. Alicia just wants to get back to her roots and her house. It gets hot.
Yeah.
So
Alicia's very in touch with her roots.
That's right. Yeah. She knows who she identifies as.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
She's always been checking the right box.
That's right. Facts. The funny thing is she's going to see this and she's going to get a laugh out of these episodes.
Oh, I'm willing to bet she laughs harder to these episodes than most people.
Yeah, she gets like all the inside little jabs and jokes.
Yeah, and then she probably has her own better ones.
That's right.
We got to get your brother on here.
I know, but Alistair like never comes to Fort Mac.
But you're going to Calgary.
Yeah, I could film an episode with him, actually.
That's the last sibling left.
Yeah, that's right. I could get him over and film with him.
Yeah.
The only thing I, like, anybody who books us for on locations, they need to recognize, like, their work.
Yeah.
Like, as of right now, when we film these episodes, Tanner is behind the cameras. He's doing all the editing in real time. He's producing the show. When we film on locations, I got to sit down and actually have to edit the episodes. So it's actually, like, I got to relive the episode.
Lame.
Yeah.
I'm glad you don't have somebody to do that for you.
I know. Like, learn to edit, bro. Great producer, no editing. But what I could do, but I don't like it as much, is, like, you could just shoot with, like, the one camera and get the whole thing. But
you're a great videographer. Let me see some good photos you've taken, Elliot.
Oh, I'm a whore. Yeah, fair enough. Facts. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, I hate... Yeah, like, yesterday, speaking of, I was at the NABBA event. Big shout-out to NABBA. Like, what a great event. Michelle Toner, unbelievable event. The luncheon, the speakers, the dinner afterwards, everything was on point. So Michelle Toner from NABBA, great event. Mac Island, great venue, and the food was on point. Big shout out to somebody who's been on the show, Jerry Neveltz. Jerry and his crew did great work doing like the live video editing and, you know, producing of that show. But to get back on topic, what you're saying is people are like, hey, you should have bought your camera. Or people are giving me their cell phones. Hey, take a picture of me. Because they're like, you're good with cameras. And I tell everybody, listen, just because I'm a videographer and I can edit a video does not mean I can take a picture. I might be the worst picture taker on the planet. Like, yeah.
Your pictures aren't terrible, but it's just that you haven't dedicated your skills into that.
That's right.
Side of things, and just as I have not dedicated my skills to editing.
That's right.
I am a live guy.
Live guy, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I wish I was a better photographer, because, like, especially, like, when you go to restaurants and you're, like, taking pictures of food for promotions or, like, products. That's what I'd like to get a little bit better at, but not with a camera, just with a phone.
I can always teach you.
I would, like, actually, we should learn how to do that, because there's a lot of times where I'm like, you know what? This would be a good skill set.
Yeah, it's fairly simple.
Yeah. Well, like, it's simple if you know what to do.
Well, I mean, like, if you can edit on your iPad, then you can take a decent iPhone photo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not...
You would think so. My Instagram would tell you very differently.
So, is it the one social media that you actually run?
Which?
Your Instagram?
Yes. I'm trying to think of that about this. Yeah, because, And stories. I do my own stories.
Well, and I know you also reply to your own messages and whatnot, but I just know a lot of your, like, postings and whatnot.
That's right. I have help. I have support.
Curated.
That's right. I have help with that. So, yeah. Instagram. If you're seeing Instagram, it's like that's 100% me. You. I can't put the blame on anybody else. Like, hey, that looks kind of crappy. I'm like, yeah, that's all me. Or sometimes, hey, that looks really good. Yep, that was all me. So, yeah, that's the only one. And I was trying to do TikTok for a little bit, but that didn't. I needed help with that. I needed support.
You were trying, like, on your own for your personal self?
Yeah, like, what I was doing is I put my historical videos that I used to shoot on TikTok. So I was trying to do it on my own, but, like, when you got a marketing company and you have software and you have staff that can help you out, it's like, why am I trying to do this the hard way?
Why am I paying other people to do this when I'm doing it myself?
That's right.
Yeah, 100%.
So I just started to be like, hey, you already do this on the other social media platforms. We're adding it to another one.
Absolutely.
So I like TikTok a lot. It's a problem.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
So I like have to like really curb my TikTok use. Like I have to be like diligent in a week to be like, you got to go on it twice a week. You know you're going to like lose a half an hour to 45 minutes on it. Like do not go on this daily. Do not go on this more than once a day.
I'm just still salty over TikTok.
Why?
Or because it like it's just like Vine but longer.
That's right.
And I miss Vine.
Yeah.
Vine was the ultimate video.
Yeah. Vine was cool.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed Vine.
The storylines in 7 seconds were ridiculous.
Yeah. It's just Vine couldn't figure out how to, like, monetize that, unfortunately. And it's expensive to run a social media app like that. And to store, like, you have to store all that data. That's the thing. Like, they've got to have warehouses of servers to keep that going. That's where the money comes in, right? So, like, where the money goes out, I should say. So big shout out to Vine. Like that was, they were ahead of their time. And I think because of them, you're seeing what you see now.
Yeah. Like the short forms, like Vine was the original, like scroll down and watch videos platform.
That's right.
And so like that is the addicting part of the platform. And that's where it all started.
That's
was
right.
Those 7 second back and back and back and back videos. Mm-hmm. And you could watch 150, 200 videos in, you know, 30 minutes.
That's right. I'm more into the long form, though. Like, I appreciate, like, longer content sometimes.
Yeah, but, like, I need, like, either long form, like I'm sitting down for 45 minutes and watching something.
That's right.
Or it's, like, or 20 minutes or 7 seconds.
That's right.
Like, a
That's
four
right.
minute video.
Yeah.
Doesn't often captivate me.
Right. Fair enough. That's just annoying. You're right. There is a timeline. Like, I really enjoy, and I still go back and watch old ones, the godfather of the vlog, Casey Neistat. Like, I love you're watching like a mini film when you watch his stuff, like the B-roll, the storyline, and they're usually about 20 minutes long. But you're right, if something's like four, five, 6 minutes, you're like, this is not going
to
hit.
No, it's an inconsistent amount of time.
That's
for me
right.
to be like, I'm just probably going to be left with more questions than answers to this video.
That's right.
Give me the 20-minute
That's
video
right.
or the hour-long video that I can sit
right.
there. And
That's right. And I like long podcasts, too.
Oh, really?
I'm a really big fan of, like, an hour to three-hour podcast.
Oh, no. See, like, 20 to 40 minutes is, like, my...
Yeah. Well, hence the show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, like, Theo Vaughn does, like, 40 minutes.
That's right.
And Steve-O does 40 minutes. And they're, like, I find you get more... Like, it's more digestible in that sense than, like,
yeah.
a three-hour video, especially when you watch this video off of a clip.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you're like, oh, hey, cool, like, this clip, I want to hear about this. And
right.
then you, like, watch the video, and it's, like, 3.5 hours, and you go, where is this 8-minute conversation I want to view in this 3.5 hours?
That's right. Yeah. No, I'm going to stick to it. Like, I really enjoy, like, the two podcasts that I watch the most, obviously, are the Joe Rogan podcast and Flagrant 2. And, like, their Flagrant 2 is shorter than Joe. It's usually, like, an hour and a half, hour and 40. But I feel you can get, like, a lot of stuff in there. And you have to be engaged. Like, if it's a random podcast, yeah, and I'm not feeling it, shorter volume. But if you like the host and the guests, I'm happy to, like, tune in for that hour and a half, 3 hour timeline.
As much as I appreciate the fans listening and tuning in, I don't understand how people listen to other people's conversations.
Well, I think if you're interesting enough, like, I don't know. I'm shocked that people find us interesting enough to watch our podcast.
Mind blowing. Thank you so much.
Mind blowing. So, yes, big flowers, everybody who tunes in and listens to us. And I was watching the analytics, which I never do, But I looked at our 47-minute episode of you and me just talking, and the majority of people watched that from start to finish. Like, there wasn't the drop-off on that thing.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, really appreciate that, because it is really just nonsense that we're talking about up here.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, like, I like to think I'm interesting, but I don't think anybody else would find me interesting for 47 minutes.
I was going to say, I'm very interesting, but at about the 20-minute mark, you're like, all right, I figured that out.
Yeah, yeah. But because we're so random, like, what are these guys going to talk about next? I don't know.
I got a random question for you.
Shoot.
All-time favorite classic video game.
You got to give me a system. Like, you got to give me a system on this one.
You don't have, like, a... Okay, well, on your favorite system, then.
Shucks, man. Like, that's hard. Like, okay. If we're going back to my original system, we're talking about Nintendo. That was, like, the first... Like, I played Atari. I played all those games. But the first one that I had in my house was Nintendo. And we're going to Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt is legendary. Absolutely. Duck Hunt.
And then if you were like me, everybody else had that gray on gray gun, which was a cool gun. But I had that gray on orange.
The gray on orange was the legitimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I find that, like, no game has captured the fun of Duck Hunt like Duck Hunt did.
No.
Like, you have, like, a lot of these new systems where, sure, you can have, like, the handheld guns with, like, Wii or, like, PlayStation did it for a little bit. And,
yeah.
But it didn't recapture the fun of Duck Hunt. Like,
even when you go to the bar and you play Buck Hunter.
Yeah, Buck Hunter is...
Good game. It's fun. It's not Duck Hunt.
No, and, like, the visceral, like, the first time you got to actually take out that gun.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, like, Duck Hunt came out in your generation, but even up into the time that I was, like, 8 or 9, they didn't have anything on the market like it.
Right.
Like, nothing. Yep. And so, like, even I remember going and playing Duck Hunt in my uncle's house or whatever, and
it just
being, like, the most mind-blowing thing. Like, I'm just pointing it, and it's shooting where I'm pointing.
I know. It's crazy. I don't know how they did it. But Duck Hunt for the Nintendo, initially, that's the one. Now, when you go to the SNES, Super Nintendo, I'm throwing down Mario Kart. And to this day, I think that is the best Mario Kart game of all of the iterations of the game.
Yeah, because that's the one you can beat everybody on.
That's right. I just crush.
Yeah, so like...
Just crush.
Not that the other ones aren't better, it's that you're not as good at them.
That could be a part of the component as well. Like, this is very true. So that's my favorite game on the Super Nintendo. If we're going to the Sega Genesis, it's a tie between Sonic, which I think everybody's going to pick Sonic.
For Sega, for sure.
For Sega. But they had this one game that I love to play. It was called Beast Wars or Beast Hunter, something Beast. Awesome game. Awesome game. But Genesis didn't last that long.
Like, no, it flopped.
Yeah, they came out. It was the system.
Yeah.
But then it didn't have the longevity.
No, and a lot of the problem is it was a game developer creating their own system.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're kind of going in reverse there.
That's right. That's right.
You should start making the system first then make games for it.
Yeah. The next system I got was the PlayStation 1. And nobody can see this, but we got some video games here. So you just brought the emulator in, and on that system, like, there were so many good games right off the bat, and you have them there. But my favorite game to play on that system, hands down, was F1 Racing.
Do you remember Gex?
Yes.
Yeah, Gex was amazing.
Great game. Or that other one that you're playing with, the battle one with...
Oh, Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal was insane. There was one annoying dolphin game, but the graphics on it were so good that you had to play it. It was, I forget, Echo the Dolphin. Ridiculous game, but the graphics at the time were so mind-blowing that you just, like, you were a dolphin and you were, like, swimming. It was the football games on it, that fighting game that you have on it. Scroll back to find that fighting game. It was, like, it wasn't Tekken.
Battle Arena Toshiden?
Toshiden, that was it. That one, I can't tell you how many hours I played on that game. And that game was a game where, like, it was the first kind of fighting game that you just couldn't button mash.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of had to know what you were doing, so it made it legit.
Yeah, a little more skill-based.
Yep. So, And then after that, the next one I got was the Xbox. And come on, what are we talking about here? If you if you have an Xbox, you were buying that for Halo.
The original Xbox, yeah.
Yeah, just Halo.
Yeah.
And then I think after the Xbox, I did have the Xbox 360. And then, like, there's just so many great games for the 360, but it's still Halo.
Once you get to, like, the 360 and the PS3, I think games got so versatile and, like, different that the best game question doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Like, and you can't name the best game for a system when, like, every hockey game, every driving game, every shooting game is top-notch quality and, like, great graphics.
That's right.
Like, back then, you would, like you said, you played that Dolphin game because of the graphics.
That's right.
Nowadays, if the game sucks, I can just go to a different game with the same graphics and
play that. That's right. And so that's when I had to put down the controller, was when I got the 360 and the games just got that immersive. It's just like...
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5, game over.
Had to stop. We're not going to go in and telling that. Like, I have a long story. Tanner's heard the story, and that's why we're not going to, because you're probably going to have to hear it a million times. So we're not going to talk about it on the show. But that was the definitive game that made me have to stop playing video games. I just had to put down a controller. Just Grand Theft Auto on the 360. It was just too good.
And now you're starting the cycle all over again.
Yeah, with my little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going old school.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Starting the cycle over again. You're back at the original system. And you're going,
loving it.
Yeah.
Bomberman. Bomberman on the Super Nintendo right now. That's the game of choice. But he's got the Switch. He crushed his report cards. He's just a good kid in general. And so he asked for the Switch. And listen, we got it for him. So we're playing a lot of Mario Party right now.
Still, yeah?
Yeah, still love it. Because there's so many games on Mario Party.
Yeah, there's like 104 or something like that.
Yeah. He plays his other games on it, and he like tries to get me to play. And I'm like, listen, Dad doesn't play video games.
Yeah.
Like, I put down the controller, like, because it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, no, I'll play Mario Party with you, and like, that's it.
Yeah, he'll, when you guys are done with Mario Party, he's going to have to try out that new Pokemon game.
Yeah, he loves Pokemon.
Yeah, who doesn't love Pokemon?
He loves Pokemon. And so the thing is, and we're heading on a trip to visit my brother and sister. And so him and Alistair go hunting Pokemon.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah, and that's like why we really haven't got it for him yet, because he cherishes like when he sees Uncle Alistair.
Oh, it's a thing.
He's like, I'm gonna get a new Pokemon.
Yeah, like it's a thing for him.
Yeah, and so it becomes an event. So we're just like, let's leave that for like you and Uncle Alistair to do. He just went to a book fair. His foot, like, I can't believe this happened, but he was given $20 to go to the book fair. Like, it was only 20. I didn't know this was going down. So he came into the car yesterday when I picked him up. He's like, hey, I went to the book fair. I'm like, oh, you should have told me. I would have, like, come with you, and maybe we could have bought you some stuff. He's like, no, I had my own money. I'm like, who gave you money? I said, Mama. I'm like, wow, how much? He's like, 20. And he went and he shopped for himself on his own. So he bought a book, a bookmark, and then he bought a Pokemon poster for his wall.
Nice.
So I'm just like, okay, here, it's starting.
Yeah.
So
he's in the Pokemon age.
Yep.
I got to get him. I have a few old handhelds at home laying around somewhere, DS and Game Boy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
See if I can dig him out and give him around on that.
That would blow his mind. He came in, actually, and this is where we're going to wrap this up because we got a guest coming right now. But he came in, he saw the set, and he's just like, he needs to film a new episode here.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay. And he's like, but here's the thing, Dada. He's just like, the other two episodes that I filmed, nobody saw. They didn't get aired. I want to be on the Max City Morning Show, and I want people to see it.
Well, how do you feel about that?
And so I said, no, it's not happening, kid. Like, we're not putting your face online. It's not happening. He's like, listen, I've been thinking about this. Okay. It's like, what if you blur out my face?
Or he could wear a mask. Like a ski mask?
Yeah.
Or we could have him sit behind the camera with me.
That's right. And so all of these ideas, and I'm like, these are all phenomenal ideas, Keegan. So the thing about Keegan is, like, when I say no, he knows no doesn't mean no. If I can convince...
Well, no does mean no.
No means no. But then if you can convince me, like, I'm open for the discussion.
Yeah, no is not a closed statement.
Yeah.
You can be convinced otherwise.
That's right.
I know that well.
Yeah. I'm not the parent who's like, no, why? Because I said so. It's just like, no, I don't operate like that. So he's whittling me down on, like, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? So I'm not saying it's going to happen because he hasn't convinced me yet. But he's, like, lining it up to, like, do a Max City Morning Show episode that actually goes out there.
He is his father's son.
That's right. So you guys might be seeing it. It would be a YouTube-only episode, that's for sure, because those are special. We might even have to put that on a Patreon.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you got to pay to see that one.
Yeah, there's some new stuff out like that, like Family.
Yeah.
Is like a Patreon for content creators, and you can like pay to see their like bonus content.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't know, it's one of those things where, like we talked about at the top of the show, like I'm shocked people like watch the show.
Yeah, me too.
So like I'm just like, would somebody pay to watch this show? I don't know.
Well, I don't think we put on whole episodes. I think it's like behind the scenes content, you know?
That's right. That's right.
But so
you're kicking it around.
Absolutely.
We talk about that some stuff sometimes.
We talk. Yeah.
We were pretty close to putting out a fans only page.
Only fans page.
Only fans. That's
you
right.
You were.
Yeah.
I was nowhere near.
That's right. We were talking about it, though.
I like the idea. It's just, you know, not for me.
Yeah.
I guess you could see me for $1 million.
Yeah, that's right.
Anybody wants a picture of me, it's $1 million.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, man. We got to wrap it up. Everybody at home, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you for the support. We really do appreciate it. Hope everybody at home enjoyed the YouTube exclusive episode. Me and Tanner just hanging out. People keep watching it. The numbers go up every week, so people are tuning in. So other than that, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.